In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Friday, the 23rd of June, I believe it is. Good as always to have you along, everybody. We are going to get right to it. What the heck has happened in this economy since Monday? For that, we've got Rachel Abrams from The New York Times, Sheila Kolhatkar of The New Yorker. They are both in our studio in New York. Hey.
Hey there. Hi.
All right, so there's the word, healthcare. You ready? Here it is. Healthcare. I know it was a big surprise. Sheila, let me start with you. And something that I wonder if maybe it's missing in this bigger debate about the healthcare bill. It is, first and foremost, even more than being a bill about healthcare, it's a tax bill, right? And it's a tax bill in which a big chunk of the gains go to the top distribution, income distribution, and the expenses go to the bottom, the where that money's coming out of. And I wonder if what we're having here in this country is a conversation about wealth distribution without really having it. You know what I mean?
Sure. I mean, there's really no other way to read this bill. I think it was remarkable that reporters over the course of the last week couldn't find any Republican senators to sort of articulate what problems the bill solves in the healthcare system, because the answer, basically, everyone agrees are no problems are solved by this. However, it does reverse some small tax increases that were included in the Affordable Care Act, which helped pay for expanded coverage for people at the lower end of the income chain. And essentially, it amounts to an enormous tax cut for people earning over $250,000 a year and up. And it places a much greater expense and burden and stress on many Americans at the lower end of the spectrum, including 40 million children approximately. So it's worrying in that regard.
Rachel, as you think about this, I guess I wonder why that discussion is being missed, the larger concept of wealth redistribution, just because we're hearing the politicians say whatever the politicians are going to say. But the larger picture is in the hue and cry not being talked about so much.
I think it's just so hard to compare the two. One is a really complicated a health bill. Another is a really complicated tax overhaul, which we haven't even seen a final version of. We don't know the specifics about what is going to be proposed. So we've seen some estimates about certain types of cuts to health care that could help provide cuts to wealthier people. But since we don't know exactly what we're comparing, it's a little bit like apples and oranges right now.
Well, so Sheila, let me get to that point, because Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House, made a big speech on health policy, on tax policy rather, this week. He promised to get it done by 2017. First of all, are you willing to bet any money on that?
I will definitely not be betting any of my hard-earned cash on that.
Which goes to the point, which is there are so many moving parts. There is so much else going on. And this was big, you know, when Comey got fired. This whole the economic agenda has been disrupted. But there is still no economic agenda coming out of this White House and the Capitol.
Well, so again, the healthcare bill, the lack of tax bill of any kind really points to the dysfunction that seems to have really taken hold in Congress. And it's something that we have to just sort of keep pointing out, because everything sort of comes back to that. You have a president who was elected on all sorts of sort of populist sounding promises, and a lot of middle class, lower middle class voters who were counting on him and throwing their lot in with him to sort of help them out of their economic stress and insecurity. And then he seems completely disconnected from what's going on. And the Republicans in Congress are actually just pursuing the agenda they had before, which actually voters did not really like or respond to, which is why none of the traditional Republican candidates ended up being their nominee. But they're just on their own train trying to pursue their main goal, which is, cutting taxes for the higher end. And it seems that no matter how many times you point that out, they won't acknowledge it. And it's leading to this sort of weird gridlock that we have.
So, Rachel, you remember you were on like a month ago, and we talked about that conversation you had with the voters out in like Pennsylvania someplace.
Yeah, and Western Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and you said, you know, they're not paying attention to any of this stuff. And you said, I wonder if we're doing it wrong. Here we are a month later. It's only gotten worse, right?
I mean, I don't know how to measure media coverage, and I certainly am no media critic, but I definitely do think that people, you know, there's if most web pages for major media organizations are dominated by Comey, you know, for large parts of the week. And if you ask people, what do you care about in lots of places that have lost manufacturing jobs or are suffering economically, they're talking about healthcare. So I'm glad to see that that's on the agenda.
Yeah. All right. We got to go. There's so much more to talk about this stuff anyway. Sheila Kolhatkar at The New Yorker and Rachel Abrams at The New York Times. Thanks, you two. Have a nice weekend, huh?
Thanks, Kai.
Thanks.